So the Channel 9 audience, I've got Major Nelson, Larry Herb here.
Tina, I love your audience.
Oh, thank you so much, and thanks for taking the time out.
Yeah, it's great to see you down here.
Yeah, it's a blast. Now, talk a little bit about some of the E3 announcements that you got excited about, remembering that we like the technical stuff.
Well, of course, everybody loves great games, yeah. and Xbox had a ton of great games announced yesterday, you know. The Modern Warfare 3. That was not a video. That was a demo.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, you can tell because the controller disconnected right in the middle. So that was real. That was the real deal. So we had that, of course. Mass Effect 3 controlling with Kinect. A lot of games are getting better with Kinect. It's not like you have to have Kinect to play some of these games. They just try. If you have Kinect, then developers are trying to try interesting things to make it a little bit better and provide new experiences.
Yeah.
But what's really interesting is some of the stuff that didn't make it into the briefing yesterday.
Yeah.
We had a couple of things that we announced. Specifically, one is cloud storage.
Yes, I want to talk about that. Explain that to me.
So that means pretty much what you think. You know, your audience knows what cloud storage is. Later this year, we're going to have an Xbox Live update that's going to allow you to save your Xbox Live profile, your gamer tag, and your save games up to the cloud.
That
you'll be able to have access to them wherever you are. When you go to your friend's house, you'll be able to quickly pull it down and have access to them and push them right back. So you can, maybe you have an Xbox 360 at work. I know I have one in my office. Do you?
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah. It's always being borrowed, but I do.
So that's really exciting. And then the other thing we announced is beacons.
Yeah.
And beacons is, it's kind of hard to describe, but when you see it, it'll make sense. Unfortunately, we don't have any demo for you right now. But what it is, it allows you to kind of raise your hand and say, hey, I want to play this game. So, for instance, you want to play Halo 3.
Okay.
I want to play Halo 3. So you say, I want to play Halo 3. And you go off and maybe watch a Netflix film. And your other friends on your friends list, and perhaps people not on your friends list, will see that, hey, Major Nelson wants to play Halo 3. I think I'll play that. So when they start playing it, you'll get a system-level notification that says, hey, so-and-so is playing Halo 3, ready to go, and then you go right into the game.
Oh, well, that's okay. Well, that's great. Now, you've been working with the Kinect team over the past year. Technically, what are some of the things that they've been working on? Like where do you go from that first launch of Kinect?
Sure.
Like, what are you seeing
We're in kind of Kinect's sophomore year.
Okay.
It's the second year. We just announced, a year ago in terms of it being availability. It's been available for, 7 months?
Yeah.
So what we're seeing now is we're seeing developers really, now they've had time to work with the hardware and work with the software, it's really to new and innovative things. We announced, for instance, on some of the Kinect Labs stuff, we're going to have finger tracking to be able to do things with the fingers.
Yeah. What else is coming out with the Labs?
So Kinect Labs, they're kind of these small, bite-sized applications that allow you to do things with your Kinect. You can hold objects up, scan it in, and then play with it, make yourself a bobblehead. I did that.
Yeah.
There's going to be a whole bunch coming more, but I'll tell you what's really cool. I don't know if you know this.
I don't know if I know it either.
They're going to come with gamer scoring achievements.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can download it right now.
Okay.
So go over to Xbox Live, turn on your console, go to the Kinect Hub, wave, you go to the Kinect Hub, and you'll see an entry point for Kinect Labs.
Well, I know that I keep getting impressed, so it was neat during the briefing when they, you know, you got the big screen, you got the energy, and they showed the avatar and how instantly that worked with how you create your own. When is that coming out? And
now.
Anything?
It's available on Kinect Labs right now.
When did that come out? Yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, it did. It got
during
released yesterday.
Shipping,
okay.
So that got released
yesterday.
Yeah, we're down here on the show floor. We don't know what's going on, really.
Well, you know, there's so many different announcements, and you forget, like, what's coming out when and that kind of stuff. I have more questions for you. Games, what are you most excited about? I mean, you're a big gamer. You get your hands on stuff early.
Yeah.
We got to talk about some of your favorites.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a little bit about Mass Effect, Mass Effect 3, the new Ghost Recon.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. Gears of War 3, of course, we had the huge beta test a couple of months ago, and now it's going to be shipping later this year in October.
What about Fable, though? Like, Peter Molyneux came out.
Yeah.
I thought that was the coolest thing I had seen. I thought that demo was fantastic.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things. If you go back and watch the demo, you can go download it on Xbox Live. It's there. There's a lot of things going on there. Look at the gameplay, but if you didn't know, there's seated play. So you can now sit down in some of the games and we support that. So some developers doing some work with seated play.
Yeah, now tell me, you are really in the thrust of like the ramp up to E3, how much goes into it, how much preparation is going into it, and how is it important with what we put out there, with what we're making? I mean,
so to answer your question, what will happen is the preparation is constant. So, you know, one of the big things we do in the games industry is get ready for the holiday, which is later this year, which is usually the Christmas holiday, the September, October, November. And then right after we're done with that in December, right after we're done with that, we start planning 3-3.
Okay, yeah.
So
all right.
It's literally ongoing. So from E3, right after this is done, we start getting everything ready for the holiday season, execute, plan, execute plan, execute plan, yeah. execute plan.
I know a lot of people are like, oh, you know the big E3 announcement. It's like, even though I'm there, I don't know anything until the show starts.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you're a little more of an insider.
I actually knew about quite a few of these a few months ago, but there's some that I didn't want to know about.
Yeah.
I kind of left the room.
Yeah.
Because I don't, you know what it's like. You know, we were all little kids, and I don't know how old some of your viewers are, but
yeah.
Santa Claus, you know, he's not real.
I think you're okay.
You know? But seriously, it's not like you want to go down and look under the Christmas tree and or see some of your presents before they're available.
Yeah.
So you want to have a little bit of a surprise, and I want that. I'm a gamer. I want that.
The unveil is really fun. Now, I was sitting next to you while, sort of behind the scenes in the suite while we were editing and trying to gather B-roll and stuff. Why don't you tell Channel 9 what you do while the show's happening?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Social Network.
Yeah,
Mr.
so, I mean,
Xbox.
I'm down. Of course, I'm not on the floor. I'm sitting backstage in a very uninteresting room with a monitor that's showing what's going on the stage. We're about 10 feet from the stage, 20 feet from the stage. And then I'm watching and I'm tweeting what's going on. So a lot of my followers at twitter.com/MajorNelson or my blog at MajorNelson.com, they want to know what's going on and they don't have that. They're at work. They aren't blessed to be able to work in the games industry like you and I.
Yeah.
So they want to know what's going on. So I kind of let them know what's going on in real time.
Yeah. And do we have the greatest job?
Ever. Ever. I know. And yes, we know it.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the show floor, of course.
Let's go.